We're back. The Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I am excited to welcome the program Tamara Taylor, celebrity. We remember her from Bones. We're going to talk about Altered Carbon today. Tamara, thanks for calling, and let's go into kind of reminiscing about the years you were on Bones. I mean, to know how many seasons, it must have been a tremendous experience for you as an actor, wasn't it, being on that show?
Oh, yeah, as an actor, to be on a show that long was like winning a lottery. All of us would joke daily that as long as the hours were and as crazy as it could get, it was just such an amazing experience.
And what was your fondest memory? And because I know for a fact we'll be sharing this to Bones fans as well, as not just fans of the new show, but for people out there that are fans of yours, what was your fondest memory? I guess acting on stage, and off. Yeah. I'm put you out there.
On and off. I would say, you know, the fondest memory, and it's probably a montage of about 11 years of laughing. It was laughing on set with those humans that I would have chosen to work with. I would have chosen them on purpose. Sometimes work doesn't always come that way. They were so much fun to be around, and we did a lot of laughing. So it's pretty cool when you can go into the office and, you know, giggle all day.
That's great. That's great. And what about a favorite episode? Do you have a favorite episode?
I think we did like 242 or something. they kind of all start to blend together, but there was one, the Norwegian death metal episode, which I think was in season 7. I really, really liked, because you got to see a little, you know, you got a little backstory into Seeley's character. We learned more about Bones and what she went through as a kid. And we learned a little bit about Sweet, who I love John Francis Daly, and that character was so cool.
Wow. Well, the fans, and that's the other thing that you miss about Bones is the fans. Your fans that were just huge fans of the show, now they have to go move over to Altered Carbon on Netflix.
We called our fans the Boneheads. Yeah. Now what do you call, what do we name them?
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about your character and the show.
My character in Altered Carbon is, her name's Umu Prescott, and she is the lawyer for the main couple of, they call them Methuselahs, the people that can live forever, sort of the super wealthy.
Okay.
That have lived for a long time. She's sort of their lawyer / cleaner.
Wow. Okay. So there are people with the most wealth that can live forever, it sounds like, in this sci-fi type thing. So kind of give us the whole storyline now. I love the character, and you're kind of a bad guy in certain ways, because I don't know if they're going to be the ones we're going to be rooting for on this show. So tell us about the kind of storyline of the show.
Yeah, they are definitely, you know, she's definitely not necessarily on the right side of history, but the show is essentially about humans 300 years in the future who develop a technology where we figure out how to download our personalities or, you know, our souls onto, like, memory chips.
Oh my.
Or, like, you know, zip drives. Mm-hmm. And they're called stacks, and you can plug them into the back of the neck. So essentially, if anything happens to your body, which in the future they call the body the sleeve, if anything happens to your body or sleeve, you just get to pop out your stack or your personality plug it into a new body. Yeah, essentially allowing you to live forever. The trick is, or the catch, is that it's a really expensive technology, and mostly only the super wealthy can afford it. So the super wealthy kind of, if you live forever, you sort of become godlike.
Right.
And, you know, then you've got the normal common humans that die like, you know, die like we do now.
So that's scary, because it could happen. And then that goes back to Tamara and our faith in certain ways, and saying, okay, well, what is lives? We know what lives and dies in people's debates and conversations. The future, what if people that just don't care, they don't want to leave, think by just getting this personality chip, that's all I need, and that's truly who I am, and then put myself in a different body? It really is a scary thing, looking in the future. If that's the case, if it could happen.
Oh, it's wild, because you hope that humanity evolves as quickly as technology does. And so far, to me, it seems like we're not. So, you know, this is kind of like giving a loaded gun to a 3-year-old, this kind of technology, you know.
The storyline scares me. Okay, and it seems like an exciting show, and because I mean, you're on Bones before, so what's the change in being kind of going into some weird, eerie things at times? So let's go into the future and think about this. But Tamara, I can't think about this in a way to say a chip. You think, oh, maybe we can figure out technology that's going to keep our human bodies alive, not a computer chip that could lead to robots controlling
awesome.
The world. Yeah, yeah, that would be awesome. That would be a great discovery.
I think I prefer that technology better for sure.
Yeah, if we can live longer and healthier, and that's the sad thing, we aren't as a society in the United States and Western world living longer, even though we have far better medical advances than we did 40, 50 years ago. It's really sad. So
isn't that crazy?
It's nuts. And so we have all these great things, but we stress ourselves out. Go, 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 go. And now you find out, well, guess what? The rich and wealthy will decide, I'm never going to die. So I'm going to put a little joke out. Oh, what if President Trump never wanted to die? You know, you just get the computer chip or some of the wealthiest people in the world, then they can make it a pretty much a monopoly forever. Imagine somebody living forever.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that a terrifying thought? How do you stop them exactly?
Yeah. So, and you're the bad guy. So we're going to get mad at you, Tamara. You're the bad guy because you're going to help defend these people. So we'll have to find about your character and how.
Exactly. Unfortunately, Prescott's not on the right side of things for a while.
All right. So any of your cast that we know as well as you are in, who else is in your cast real quick before we have to go that's the stars.
In Altered Carbon?
Yeah, in Altered Carbon, yes.
Joel Kinnaman, James Purifoy, Marta Higareda, Deechan Lachman, True Tran, oh gosh, I'm spacing out. There are so many
people.
Oh,
sure, we did.
it was a big cast.
What I'm going to tell everyone to do right now is, again, Altered Carbon series launched last weekend. People just love Netflix because they could just, that's what the greatest thing is. You know, if we can catch up anytime we want, that's what we need our society to be. Then we don't need to have to wait to a certain time to check it out. I love that in certain ways because then I can catch up on all the shows that I interview all the celebrities all year. Like I'm finally catching up on Superstore, which I used to watch all the time, but I have no time. Because I binge watched everything else.
Because you get to sit down and binge watch.
Yes.
Yeah, there's something, I don't know, there's something delicious about a binge watch. It's like hiding away from the world, and you get to dive into, I think you get to dive into a whole new world. And like, I don't know if you guys have watched Ozark, but I think it allows storytellers to really dive in a way that they can't on network TV.
All right. Well, fantastic.
You know, they get to go a little deeper because they've got your attention for a while, you know.
All right. So best place we can find information on you social media wise real quick, Tamara, find info on you and reach out to you. Where can we go? Are you on Twitter and all those different places to?
I'm on Twitter, and I actually just recently landed myself on Instagram at I am Tamara Taylor. Oh boy!
Okay,
brand new and scary.
Oh, fantastic! Well, thanks for calling. Best of luck. Enjoyed the conversation, but it's an eerie conversation for sure with this chip. I can't wait to binge watch this one. I love sci-fi.
Yeah. Sure is bright.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.